For the first time in American history, an abortion lawsuit was being heard by a Supreme Court with three female justices. 24 years earlier, when Planned Parenthood versus Casey had come before the court, only one woman, Sandra Day O'Connor, sat on the bench. Go back a bit further, and Roe versus Wade was decided by 9 men and 0 women. And when Griswold versus Connecticut, the lawsuit protecting the rights of married couples to buy and use birth control, was argued in 1965, that bench comprised of 9 males so uneasy with the topic of contraception that nobody was even brave enough to name the birth control device being litigated. As a result, the entire transcript from Griswold reads like an Abbott and Costello Who's on First sketch. Buried in that story is the truth about how legal decisions involving women, their bodies, custody of their children, and their votes have been framed in American courtrooms until recently by husbands and fathers with good intentions and staggeringly low information. But it all felt different in 2016. Women made up 50% of the law school population. They were partners at law firms, members of Congress, judges, professors, and 3 of them sat with lifetime tenure on the highest court in the land. On that bright March morning, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan tag-teamed their interrogation of the Texas Solicitor General on why Texas had passed new requirements that would effectively close most abortion clinics. The 3 women justices ignored the formal time limits of the court, talking exuberantly over their flummoxed male colleagues. It felt like an explosion of bottled-up judicial girl power that had been 2 centuries in the making.